we would know, on the basis of pure mathematics and logic, why the truth is not slightly different. This is not just a possibility. We are already well along the road to such a logically isolated theory. The most fundamental known physical principles are the rules of quantum mechanics, which underlie everything else that we know about matter and its interactions. Quantum mechanics is not logically inevitable. There does not seem to be anything logically impossible about its predecessor, the mechanics of Newton. Yet the best effort of physicists have failed to discover any way of changing the rules of quantum mechanics by a small amount without incurring logical disaster, such as probabilities that come out to be negative numbers. But quantum mechanics by itself is not a complete physical theory. It tells us nothing about the particles and forces that may exist. Pick up any textbook on quantum mechanics, you find as illustrative examples a weird variety of hypothetical particles and forces, most of which resemble nothing that exists in the real world, but all of which are perfectly consistent with the principles of quantum mechanics and can be used to give students practice in applying these principles. The variety of possible theories becomes much smaller if we consider only quantum mechanical theories consistent with the special theory of relativity. Most of these theories can be logically ruled out because they would entail nonsense like infinite energies or infinite reaction rates. Even so, there are still plenty of logically possible theories, such as the theory of strong nuclear forces known as quantum chromodynamics, with nothing in the universe but quarks and gluons. But most of these theories are ruled out if we also insist that they involve gravitation. It is possible that we will be able to show mathematically that these requirements leave only one logically possible quantum mechanical theory, perhaps a unique theory of strings. If this is so, then although there would still be a vast number of other logically possible final theories, there would be only one that describes anything even remotely like our own world. But why should the final theory describe anything like our own world? The explanation might be found in what Nozick has called the principle of fecundity. It states that the different logically acceptable universes all, in some sense, exist, each with its own set of fundamental laws. The principle of fecundity is not itself explained by anything, but at least it has a certain pleasing self-consistency. As Nozick says, the principle of fecundity states that all possibilities are realized while it itself is one of those possibilities. If this principle is true, then our own quantum mechanical world exists. But so does the Newtonian world of particles orbiting endlessly, and so do worlds that contain nothing at all, and so do countless other worlds that we cannot even imagine.